Again, good to be here. Thinking about this week, I'll be honest with you. So last week we talked about 1 Peter. We talked about rolling up our sleeves, getting ready to work. We talked about living each day with a full consciousness of God. And just being ready for what's coming at the church. With all these changes happening, with the new pastor coming, with these four areas that God has really brought to the forefront, this challenge to join with him in his mission here in Foley, Alabama, to bring the kingdom of God here and now. He's challenged us in these four areas to really be active and proactive, where we have the table missional community, where he's challenging us to create spaces to reach people through food, to create, to set tables so that we can build relationships and be joyful with people and just instill that spirit of God, that presence of God with them. To our kids missional community, where God is really challenging us to love every kid that calls Foley, Alabama home, to really be present in their lives, to show them that they're loved by God. To real-life needs missional community, where we're called to help meet real-life needs, whether that be learning how to balance a checkbook or fill out a job application or getting your GED or English as a second language, whatever a real need in somebody's life, God is calling us to be there to help meet that, all the way to transformational discipleship, where God is challenging us to live our lives fully following him. To really be transformed into his image. Think about that. Living our lives today as if Jesus was living them today, fully transformed. That's a lifelong journey for all of us, but it's a journey that we have to fight through and struggle through and learn how to do, and that's what transformational discipleship, that's what that pillar is about, that God is saying this is a priority in our lives. So thinking about everything that's happening in the church, in our lives, and for those of you that don't know, I'm also a full-time police officer in Orange Beach. It's July 4th weekend, and there are 200,000 people in town. We got three concerts happening this week, and I'm in charge of all those concerts, and I had to beg some other lieutenants to work last night and tonight so that I could be conscious this morning so that I could preach. And not only that, I just found out my brain's telling me that I'm 25, but my eyes, I just got checked, and I just got these new progressives are telling me that I'm not 25, and I'm trying to learn how to read and see distance, and it's progressive lenses, crazy. There's just a lot going on in life, right? And it gets busy, and it gets overwhelming, and it gets tiring, and it gets to the point where we say, Lord, I just need a minute to catch my breath. Can you just stop everything? Can we take a break? Can we do what we've always done? Can we just be normal? Can we not have to do all of this at one time? And we want to say, stop. But that's not an option. And how do we deal with that? So today I was reading, or this week I was reading Luke chapter 6. And we're going to read verses 12 through 19, Luke 6, 12 through 19. I'm going to read from the CEB version, the Common English Bible version. It's another version that I really love. And I just found this section really hit home for me. So I want to share it with y'all, and then we'll talk about it for a little bit. I promise we're not going to go long today. I don't want to call this a sermon. We'll call it a sermonette. I want to be intentional today about being aware of God and our lives. I want to focus on restoring energy and staying focused, and how do we live into that challenge to grow, to be transformed, and to join with him in his mission. I just want to be aware of all that, and I just want to take a few minutes to really say this is a way we can do that and to challenge all of us. So Luke 6, verse 12 through 19. During that time, Jesus went out to the mountain to pray. He prayed to God all night long. At daybreak, he called together his disciples. He chose 12 of them, whom he called apostles. Simon, who he named Peter, his brother Andrew, James and John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called Zealot, Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. Jesus then came down from the mountain with them and stood on a large area of level ground. A great company of his disciples and a huge crowd of people from all around Judea and Jerusalem and the area around Tyre and Sidon joined him there. They came to hear him and to be healed from their diseases. And those bothered by unclean spirits were healed. The whole crowd wanted to touch him because power was going out from him and he was healing everyone. These are the words of God. They are true and they can be trusted in all things, in all ways, at all times. So I read this passage and it reminded me of something Pastor Nolan has said. Now, I have told y'all before, I am not a scholar. I'm not the big teacher and the intellectual that Nolan is. I love his sermons because he teaches so much. But I was reminded about something he said. I can't say it the way he said it, so I'll say it my way. There was this old dead Scottish guy that said something at one time. Right? I don't know his name, but I remember what Nolan said he said. And he was talking about this place where they held religious ceremonies. And this guy was saying that this place was special because it felt like the veil between heaven and earth was a little bit thinner. And he called it a thin space. And I love that image of a thin space. Places where the veil between heaven and earth become a little bit thinner and we feel closer to God. I think we have one of those down here at the beach. We have our Galilean service at the state park every Sunday at 7:30. We've been doing it for 71 years. But it's just neat when you go down there and the sun's coming up and you hear the birds and you hear the waves and you got your feet in the sand and you feel the breeze and we're reading the Word of God. And it just feels like one of those places that's it's a little bit closer to God. There's a little thin space. We can let go of things around us and just be present with God, right? I think that's what this mountaintop for Jesus was like. All throughout the Gospels, we see examples of Jesus pulling away from the crowds, going up to the mountaintop to pray and be close to God. And I think what Jesus was doing was creating a thin space in his life at the moment because he had already been into ministry at this time. He had already began his healings. Crowds were following him. Crowds were surrounding him. There was so much work to be done. And there are times when I think even Jesus gets overwhelmed and he had to say, wait a second, I need to go reconnect with God. And he pulled away and went to the mountaintop and said, I need to have a thin space where I feel closer together with God. And that's what he did. I think that's exactly where we are as a church. I think that's exactly where we are as people in this world and time we find ourselves in. There is so much stuff being thrown at us. There are so many challenges being thrown at the church right now. This invitation to change our DNA, to change the way we think, to really live into the mission of God, that's tough. And it's going to require a lot out of us. It's going to require a lot of tension and a lot of change to happen. Just a new pastor coming also brings tension and it brings a lot of worry and stress. So we have to be intentional, not just as individuals, but as a church, to create thin spaces in our life. And I think we don't realize where and how we can find thin spaces in our lives. For me, there's a place that I find a thin space as often as I can, and it's on a golf course, especially when I have an early morning tee time before other people have been out there and there's no footprints or golf cart prints on the fairway or in the dew on the grass, and you're standing on the tee box and you just see God's creation in front of you. Yes, I'm horrible at golf. Yes, I get frustrated when my ball doesn't go where I want it to, but in moments, I can take a breath and see God's creation for what it is and recognize that I'm standing in the presence of God, even on a tee box on a golf course. For you, some of you might hunt, and it might be in a deer stand or in a turkey stand. It may be that you fish and it's on a boat on the water. Have you ever been on a boat where the water is like glass? And there's a gentle breeze and you're just, you're floating and you can let the rest of the world disappear. Maybe you're not into any of that. Maybe it's walking outside. Maybe it's listening to birds or watching birds. Maybe it's sewing or creating something or making something. Maybe it's cooking. Maybe it's having a moment in the morning where you woke up before the rest of the household or before the rest of the neighborhood around you, and you can have a cup of coffee in stillness and quiet. Maybe it's you're up later than everybody else and the rest of the world has gone to bed and you can hear the crickets and the frogs and you're just enjoying God's creation. But the point is that we can take those opportunities wherever we find them, as many times as we find them, and we can let them be for us a thin space where we are intentional about drawing close to God in those moments, where we're intentional about shutting out the world around us, stopping the busyness of our lives, and taking a minute or 5 minutes to draw close to God. To recognize that in these moments, we can be re-energized, we can be refueled, we can talk to God, we can listen better to God. We can be reminded of why we're doing what we're doing and why we're facing these challenges and that God is with us in the midst of those challenges. It's something that we can be intentional about doing if we remind ourselves that we have to find those places in our lives, that we have to take part in those moments to draw close together with God. Because I read another scripture somewhere, right, that said if we draw close to Him, what will He do? He will draw close to us. That's an incredible promise, is it not? An incredible promise from God Creator, from God Savior, from God Redeemer. If we draw close to Him, He promises to draw close to us. So what stops us from being intentional about finding these thin spaces in our lives? What stops us from finding thin spaces as a church? Maybe as we begin this next phase, this next journey as a church, we need to be intentional about finding thin spaces as a church. Maybe it's something like this hymn sing on July 18th. Maybe if we come with a spirit of drawing close together with God and not a spirit of, oh, look, another activity that will be fun. But if we come together and say we're going to draw close together with God as a whole, and God draws close together with us, then it gives us that energy we need to keep pushing forward and rolling up our sleeves. Maybe as we come together for communion, we're reminded about this incredible invitation that this table is not ours. This bread and wine is not something that we go buy from the store. What makes it special is that it's a reminder of the table that Jesus sets for each and every one of us. And that it's His invitation. It's His hands holding the bread and the cup. It's His voice saying, come and draw near. Come and remember me. Come and be close to me. And let me draw near to you. I think it's extremely important and vital that in the busyness of life, in the craziness of change that happens, no matter where you find yourself, you remember that you can be intentional, both as an individual and us as a church. We can be intentional about creating thin spaces in our lives and in the life of the church. I think it's so vital that Jesus exemplified it all throughout the gospel. Over and over, when the crowds got large, he withdrew to refuel, to re-energize, to reconnect with the Father. Just like we need to be intentional about creating thin spaces wherever they may be, whenever they may be, so that we can reconnect, refuel, and draw close to Jesus. Because as we do the work, as we do the ministry, there will be times where it feels overwhelming. But God will always draw close to us when we take time to draw close to him and always give us the energy to do his mission. Where is it in your life that you have a thin space? Where is it that you can create a thin space? Whatever it is, shopping, cooking, taking a nap, sitting in quiet, being surrounded by family, hearing the noise of joy, whatever the situation is, if you're intentional about creating and being in a thin space, and you draw close to God, he will draw close to you. What I want to do right now is to practice. What I want you to do at home is to practice. And we're going to take 1 minute, and it's going to feel like an eternity. But I just want you to take 1 minute to sit in silence and to be intentional about drawing close to God. I want you to listen to the air condition in this room or in your home or wherever you find yourself. I want you to listen to the people breathing in the room. I want you to listen to the creaking of the house or the creaking of the building. And I just want you to be intentional about focusing on God and drawing close to him and open your heart and open your spirit to allow him to draw close to you. And we're going to do this for 1 minute, and then I'm going to close us in prayer. And that's the sermon for today. And then after that, we're going to move into communion, and we're going to continue another opportunity for the church to practice drawing close to God as a whole. But let's quiet our souls, quiet our minds, quiet our bodies, and draw close to God and create a thin space. Begin. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful that we can take 1 minute, 60 seconds, and in the awkwardness, it feels like forever. But Lord, we recognize that the more we practice creating thin spaces in our life, and the more we practice drawing close to you, the closer you will draw to us. Lord, we recognize the need to shut out the world sometimes so that we can be recharged and reminded of what it is you're calling us to, the life you're calling us to. Lord, we also recognize that we need this as a church, that the distractions of the world can be mighty within the church as a whole. Lord, we recognize that the mission you're calling us to here at Foley UMC can seem overwhelming, can seem like there's nothing we can do to change anything. But Lord, if we practice drawing close to you as a church, you will draw close together with us as well. So Lord, we give you this time, we give you ourselves, we give you our hearts, and we say, help us to live in a world of thin spaces. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to ask Miss Sherry Lynn to come up and get ready to just play a little bit of music.